Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Audio Boo. It's Friday morning, the 8th of October. Still on our holiday down here in Cornwall, just out walking the dogs. Felt I should record an Audio Boo. Been quite quiet on the Twitter and Boo front this week, mostly because we're in a place where there is no mobile phone signal. So it makes anything like that, sending and receiving emails, Twitter, anything, very difficult. There is a spot which I've just passed about a mile and a half from our cabin where we're staying, where you can actually get a limited 2G signal. So, yeah, just about enough to pull Twitters down or any text messages or voicemail messages. So anything important you generally catch up with. Otherwise you do it if you're out and about. We spent most of yesterday here, in fact all of yesterday here, other than walking the dogs. So we were in a bit of a black spot all day yesterday. But it's nice being in a black spot actually. Kind of makes you think, you know, do I really need all of this technology? Could I live without it? I think the answer is yes, I could live without it, but I quite like having it. So, you know, the ability to send tweets and, you know, use my laptop and you know, just surf the net. And, you know, it's not one of life's essentials, but it is, I guess, a luxury, which is quite nice. Anyway, we're kind of nearing the end of our holiday. We have to pack up and leave Monday morning, go back to civilization, or as I was thinking about it yesterday, chaos. I really needed to get away and recharge my batteries, which I think I've sort of done. Work's been in the back of my mind a bit while we've been here, because I know, you know, it's not going to go away. It's still going to be there when I get back. It does make me think that I'm probably not necessarily in quite the right job. I do enjoy my job most of the time. But there are other things that I would enjoy more, I think. So some opportunity to consider whether I do something about that or not. It's easy to say that, but I think in the current economic climate, it's not so easy to actually do. Although, given that I work in a public sector and I can see big public sector redundancies on the horizon, who knows what the future holds. Just trying not to think about that too much at the moment anyway. So, yes, on holiday and back to civilization on Monday. Don't go back to work on Monday, don't go back till Thursday, I think. So we've got a couple of days to do things on the allotment and get the house back up together. Not that it wasn't relatively up together when we went away, but a week's worth of washing and stuff to do when we get back. And, you know, just generally catch up on what's been going on at home, if anything. That's about it, I think. I thought I'd just post this to say, hey, I'm still alive. And, beetle, sorry. Let me have a look. I was just going to sign off, but, oh, wow. I think I might try and photograph this little guy for you. He's very sleepy. No, Wilson, don't try and eat him. I think he's a bloody nose beetle, looking at him. And without any books to enable me to identify him, oh, he's moving off now. He's very black and very shiny. Yeah, he's definitely, I think, I'm pretty sure he's a bloody nose beetle. The reason they're called a bloody nose beetle is because if you upset them too much, they excrete a really nasty smelling red liquid. Actually, from, I think it's from their bum rather than their nose. You know, i.e. if you're a predator, they excrete that to try and scare you off or put you off eating them, i.e. oh, they taste very nice, don't eat me. He didn't do that, I only gave him a quick nudge because I did think he might not be alive. So yeah, bloody nose beetle, find of the day, I think. He was just sitting there on the path. He's lucky he didn't get trodden on, actually. As I'm gabbling away into the mic on my iPhone, it's a very good possibility I would have squished him. Anyway, where was I? I think I was signing off, but I just thought I ought to say also that I've been taking quite a lot of photographs and bits of video, which I'm going to try and splice together when I get back in terms of a blog post and give you some idea of where we've been staying and what we've been doing. I'll pin a photograph to this audio boo that's of the cabin where we are, I took at the start of the week, so you get some idea. But I hope, anyway, I hope wherever you are, you're having a good week. If you urgently need to get in touch with me, drop me a tweet or an email. I will pick it up, probably not before Monday now, but so if you urgently need to get in touch with me, I hope you don't. But anyway, wherever you are, hope you're having a great week, and I'll speak to you soon. Take care now. Bye-bye.